G'day and welcome. This is the Mint Masters today. I'm here with Harry the H-Train. We've dug him out, trying to get this fella on to talk golf for a long time. He's such a little swindler, betting on this tournament, that tournament. The big one is this week. Four rounds at Augusta. Welcome, Harry.
Thanks, Case. Christmas week. This is the only time I set the alarm for 5 a.m., other than when I got test match cricket as probably an eight-year-old at Christmas Day. So it's about that exciting. So
how many blokes get the late to work pass this week for the Monday?
Well, I think it's either late to work or you're chucking a sickie. You don't want to be anywhere else other than in front of the screen on Monday morning, that's for sure.
I reckon I got into work just before midday when Scotty won and I accidentally smashed a lampshade in celebration when the putt went in. And so, anyway, we know what we've got ahead of us. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of angles for Augusta. But let's cut the crap, Harry. We're here to talk about the punt. You play around on golf. You've got a lot of different angles. What are you drawn to this week at Augusta?
The Masters is an interesting one because it's the only major of the year that's played at the same course. The history is strong. The opinions are strong. We've got, a lot of stories of players that have gone very close and just missed. And, can they do it again? Are they mentally scarred? There's a lot of thought around that, if you play four or five Masters and you've got the experience at Augusta, that's great. But if you play 10 or 15, you might have some scar tissue.
You've got some demons there.
You've got some demons. Yeah, so. Yeah.
How would Spieth feel every time he approaches, certain holes? Now, it used to be bulletproof and now it's absolute, put your pants material.
Oh, yeah, it's no good. So course experience and history is a really big one. Long iron play is significantly important, particularly because they've lengthened the course. They put tees back. Hole 13 now, it used to be an easy on in two at par five. You've now got to decide whether you go for it or not. It's very much like how we play. Do you pull the 3-wood out and go for the green or play sensibly?
Bogey golfer, I play sensibly pretty often. I can tell you that.
taking advantage of the par fives in particular and putting around the greens is critical.
So Scheffler, how far does he win by?
I think he wins. I've looked at this. A lot of angles to try and find who beats him. The facts are he's the best driver in the world. He's the best approach player in the world. He's one of the best around the greens. His putting has been very questionable. However, for a player that can't putt very well, he still keeps winning. And his experience at Augusta and his putting around the greens there is better than his normal baseline. So I think, you play this a few times, he definitely wins one of them. So I think the $5 price is about where it should be.
Keep it simple, stupid. Just back him straight out, punters. And you see some danger in the three balls?
There's danger in the three balls. I don't think you want to take Scotty in the three balls because he's up against Xander and Rory McIlroy. So you leave that one alone. Where we probably want to play with the three balls is some of the players here, we've got some class players against either has-beens or some rookies. I think that the best opportunity there is probably a multi. So I've picked out a few of the three balls.
You like potting the champs in these scenarios, don't you?
Oh, there's a couple of players like Mike Weir, the Canadian. He hasn't won a tournament since he won the Masters and he's basically going back for a free feed on the Tuesday night. So you've got a couple of players like that have been positioned in a three ball with some up-and-coming players that I think will get the job done pretty easily. So I'm looking at a multi. There's four three balls in particular that we want to play with here.
Hit us with the names, mate.
John Rahm to beat Fitzpatrick and Dunlap. That's $1.91.
Ed Rahm's off his tucker a bit. Is it the vibe of John, the happy John, happy jolly John?
He is somewhat. His live form's been pretty good. He hasn't won, but maybe he just needs that fourth round. He might be adjusting to 54 holes.
Definitely been a period of adjustment since he's made the switch.
Yeah, it has. I wonder what $600 million does for your motivation. He might be focused on some other things, but I think he'll get the job done here. Corey Connors to beat Zach Johnson and Jasper Stubbs, who's the young Aussie. He's $1.62, and I'd expect he's the only one that's going to make the cut out of those three. Stephen Yeager, $2.38 to beat Eckroad and Willett. Hits Asune, $1.67 to beat Weir and Shipley, which he should do comfortably. So you multi all of those up, it's about $12, which I think is probably a good play.
Like it. Rahm, Connors,
Jager and Hitsasune.
Beautiful, mate. Now, obviously, we're keen Scheffler to take it out as the champ, but there is a bit of value to play around there. You've got to remember for the winners out market or the top five or top 10.
I think winners out, the best of the rest is Wacken Neiman. I think his price at $26 is underrated in how good his form is. He's the dominant player on LIV. Prior to that, he won in Australia end of last year, and his form leading up to Christmas was really good. So he's been on the up for 6 to 12 months. He's had a couple of starts at the Masters and continues to improve. I think he's ready to put in a really big performance. That's a good price. You could also take him top five at $5.75, which would be good value. I think Xander Schauffele is clearly a top-line player. He's in career best form, but he's got a lot of demons at Augusta. $3.75 for top five might be a better play than him to win.
We find it hard to barrack for Xander. It's hard to you got to separate heart, head from heart when you're having a bet. But
he's going to be very popular this week. There's a lot of people that like him. You might have been burnt a couple of times.
I'm probably talking out of my kick, aren't I?
Yeah, I think so. The other players at a higher price, Cameron Young, I think is a really good chance. Top five, he's $8, and top 10, he's $4.
Like it.
You could play those ones. And Russell Henley, top 10, $4.25. I think he's a very consistent player, Georgia local. He's ready to put in a good performance.
I like the local element to that. I do like that. And let's hope Henley gets home for the punters. Now, mate, we are talking with our heads here. This is punt strategy, but occasionally you've got to get a bit of email with the Masters. What are the Aussies doing and what's Eldrick doing?
It's probably a weaker Aussie field than normal because a couple of the Aussies that are over at LIV, Herbert, Leishman, they're not in the field. I think we could probably wind back the clock here with Adam Scott. He seems to be the best chance of the lot of the Aussies. Can he win? Maybe. He's going to obviously have to play to his best, but he's really been building up for this. His form coming in has been pretty solid.
That would be unbelievable if you could replicate that moment.
Wouldn't it? So he's the best of the Aussies, I think.
Okay. Best of the Aussies, Adam Scott, which is at a juicy price of?
He's $4.25.
Something in that for the punters. Can he make top 10?
I think he can make top 10.
Aussie for top 10. There you go, punters. Look out for that market. And Tiger. Tiger watch. Obviously, since he's come off his lofty heights, he's usually been a good lay, and I'm not the first person to have experienced that.
I'm not going to say that, but I think you never write off a champion. I'm definitely not going to go on record saying that Tiger can't win. Anyone that's done that in the past hasn't come out looking very good. He's probably his biggest battle is actually getting around the course, walking around. But if he's there on Sunday with the red shirt on, I think we'll all be better for
it. He might be limping, but if you can get the trip, you're saying, just get behind him.
Yeah, that's it. If he can get the 2 miles, then he's a chance.
As you say, any time we can get to see Tiger in the red shirt at Augusta on the Sunday, we're all late for work on the Monday. But I think Harry's breaking it down for you there, punters. If you can't find a winner out of all that, well, then good luck to you. But enjoy the Masters. Thank you for joining us, Harry.
Thanks, guys.
Let's hopefully do it again soon. Enjoy the Masters, punters.
What's gambling really costing you? Instead, for free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.